Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point. My name is Kwame Benta, and I'm going to be your host today on this January 20th, 2021. And it is also the day the new President of the United States is going to be taking office. Today is Wednesday's Why, and what we're going to be talking about is why we need to be looking at other ways to make money from the comfort of our home, because due to what's going on in the world today, the safest place to be is in your home, because a lot of people have lost their jobs over the last year because of this thing called COVID-19. COVID-19 has, in this country, the United States, has killed over 400,000 people globally. Couple of million people, and millions of people have lost their jobs here in the United States. And on January the 6th of this year, there was a siege, attempted coup at the Capitol here in Washington, D.C. See, we're in a place and time that many of us, probably all of us, have never experienced here in this country before. The outgoing president, Donald Trump, for the first time in years, did not participate, is not going to participate in the swearing in of the new president of the United States, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris as the vice president. Now, those who do not know about Joe Biden, he was the architect of this crime bill. This crime bill was part of one of their tools to use to destroy the black family. Okay. The bottom line is that there is a war on the black family. It's been a war on the black family ever since the first Portuguese came to the Africa. And even before that, when the Arabs started to enslave our people centuries ago. Now, we've been here in this country for over 400 years now, here in the United States. And our conditions are basically the same as if they were when we first got here. We're the last to get hired, the first to get fired. We have to the shortest life expectancy. We're the ones that's incarcerated the most, stopped by the police the most. And a lot of people are celebrating because we have a new president, Joe Biden. But remember what I said, he's the architect of the crime bill. Back in the 60s, there was a Black Power Love movement that was going. You know, prior to that, there was a civil rights movement that had been going on where we were fighting for basic equality. Okay. And unfortunately, when we got to go to school, eat the same restaurant, live in the same neighborhood, there has always been some resistance to that. And it still is today. But what we didn't really pay much attention to was the economics, the monetary system here in the United States, and globally for African people. You see, slavery was an act of war, and slavery was an economic endeavor that the Europeans set out on to make this country the wealthiest country on the planet. And they call this the land of the free. But we have more people in prison than any country in the history of mankind. Last I checked, there was over 2.3 million people in prison. In the 60s, there was less than 500,000. You see, the war on drugs was not a war on drugs, it was a war on the black family. So now, the United States is in the process of putting in a Democratic control Senate, House, and President. Last year, they tried to pass, federally legalize cannabis. For those who do not know what that is, that's what they call marijuana, which is a term I don't like using because it's basically another racist term that they use. So, Ms. McConnell, who was the majority in the Senate, he said he wasn't going to take it to the floor for a vote, even though the House did pass it. So now that they have a Democrat control of the Senate, House, and presidency, will they finally end this cannabis prohibition on a plant that can basically be used for almost everything that we need? Medicine, building materials, fuel, food, shelter. There are so many benefits to this plant that we don't even know of because there's been a federal prohibition that won't allow the research to be done on this plant. But we know that it's been part of the human family for centuries. It was used in ancient Kemet. It was used in ancient India and here in the United States. But in 1910, South Africa was the first country to ban the use of this plant that can cure cancer. They can use it environmentally to create an environmentally friendly fuel that they can use to create paper so they wouldn't have to be cutting down trees. There's so many benefits to this plant. But unfortunately, corporate capitalist economic system did not want mankind to use this plant because they wanted pharmaceutical companies to get paid. Which leads me to this COVID-19 that has spread throughout the planet. Now they got new strands coming. They came out with a virus, not a virus, but a vaccine in less than a year that's supposed to stop the spread of this virus. Now, normally it takes about 10 years to have one approved. Now, for some reason, it didn't take 10 years for this one to be approved. Now, pharmaceutical companies are going to get this vaccine to people for free. Who's going to pay for this vaccine? We're still going to pay for it. You see, a lot of people don't know that the Federal Reserve is not the federal, it's not the federal government. It's owned by some private entity. And what they're issuing out right now are stimulus checks, which is a fiat currency. Fiat currency is government-issued money that's not backed by anything intrinsic. 1971, Richard Nixon. He temporarily suspended the convertibility of U.S. dollar to gold, and it became a fiat currency. But you know why he did that? He did that so that he can continue to fund the Vietnam War, which I truly believe was a war to get the black men out of the inner cities because we were tired of being treated less than men. Because prior to that, you had to have enough gold in your reserve in order to create cash out of, you know, to create print so-called money. after he did that, you know, they had basically opened up the printing press. They could basically create money out of thin air with no limit. And it also helped usher in the war on drugs. The war on drugs was not a war on drugs. The Nixon administration lied about it. It was used to neutralize the Black Power movement that we had started after the Civil Rights Movement. We're looking for economic empowerment, okay? Because, like I said, slavery was about economics, and many, many people became very, very wealthy due to the enslavement of our people because of our labor that we had to put in on the cotton fields, sugar fields, but because of our intellect, all the inventions that we created, but were not able to benefit financially from because they were taken from us. Or we weren't allowed to have a business back in those days. So what we want to tell you about is something called cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is the people's money. I'm part of a company that has started the first network marketing company operating on blockchain. A lot of people don't know anything about Bitcoin or Ethereum, and unfortunately, they're going to be caught holding the wrong bag. Because every fiat currency in history has returned to zero in value. Every fiat currency in history has returned to zero in value. Now, right now, Bitcoin is around $40,000. Last time I looked, I think Ethereum was around $1,200 or more for one coin. Now, when these coins or tokens were created and started to be distributed, they were only 2-3 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents. Now they're worth thousands of dollars each. Now the company that I'm talking about is called Gold Standard Partners, and we get paid in Bitcoin and in Ethereum for helping people exchange that fiat currency for our G999 cryptocurrency that's going to be used on our blockchain called G999main.net. You go check it out yourself. This blockchain is a new technology, okay, and it's in its very beginning stages. And you have an opportunity to get in at the table on the ground floor of a revolution that's taking place. This gives everybody an opportunity to get free from the current system of debt. Debt is another form of slavery. And what we want to offer you is an opportunity to get free. I know some of you may not understand what I'm saying, but there's going to be a link here where you can click, watch a video to learn more. Now, we share this information. We're not trying to convince you to do anything, but we want you to take a look at this information, okay, so that you can make an informed decision on, do you want to get into this crypto space? You want to start acquiring assets. Assets bring your wealth to you and liabilities take it away from you. And the U.S. dollar is a liability. Now, I'm just telling you about the tip of the iceberg of what we're doing in Gold Standard Partners. But real quick, our blockchain, you'll be able to have privacy. You'll be able to use it to send emails and voice over blockchain person to person, where you can take back your life and your data from these corporations that's using it on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn to get paid by advertisers. Because every time you look, you see an ad here, see an ad there, because they want us to remain consumers. You have an opportunity now, right now, to start a home-based business from the comfort of your home, the safest place to be in this moment in time. If you're willing to have an open mind and want to help other people. We're going to end here. We only do this for about 15 minutes. We'll be back Friday to share some more information. Like what we said, please like, share, and follow, because we're going to be sharing more information in the future. Peace, power, and love.